Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to a very, very special episode of The Dictionary. Today, the day that this is being released, I have no idea when you are listening to it, but the day it is released is my birthday. That's it. Nothing else fancy about it. But today's my birthday. So go celebrate for me. Go eat some food. Go have a drink. Go be kind to people. Help somebody out. That is what I want for my birthday. So let's get to the words. By the way, I did not plan this specific section of this page to be on my birthday. It's just a normal episode. First is anti-busing, A-N-T-I-B-U-S-I-N-G, all one word. It's an adjective from 1964, opposed to the busing of school children, as in anti-busing parents, also as in anti-busing campaign. Next we have antic, A-N-T-I-C. It's the first form of two. It's a noun from 1529. One, an attention drawing, often wildly playful or funny act or action. Synonym is caper, as in childish antics. Two is archaic, a performer of a grotesque or ludicrous part. Synonym is buffoon. This is from the Italian word antico, which means ancient thing or person, and that is from antico, which means ancient, but although you just told me that, why are you telling me again? Which is from the Latin antiquus, I pronounce that horribly, A-N-T-I-Q-U-U-S, and there's more at the word antique. Now we have the second form of antic. It's an adjective from 1548. One is archaic. We have the synonyms grotesque and bizarre. 2a, characterized by clownish, extravagance, or absurdity. 2b, whimsically gay. Synonym is frolicsome. And in this case, the word gay, I'm guessing, means the kind of older way it was defined, which is more like happy. And so that, I think, is what this is saying. And antically, A-N-T-I-C-A-L-L-Y, is an adverb. Next, we have anti-cancer, all one word. This is an adjective from 1847, used against or tending to arrest or prevent cancer, as in anti-cancer drugs, anti-cancer activity, or anti-cancer effects. And I would define myself as someone who is anti-cancer. Next, we have anti-choice. This is an adjective from 1978. We have the synonym anti-abortion, which was our first word of the last episode. Anti-choicer is a noun, And again, I am anti-anti-choice. Next, we have anticholinergic, anticholinergic. This is an adjective from 1942, opposing or blocking the physiologic action of acetylcholine. An anticholinergic is also a noun. Next, we have a fun word to say. Let's see if I can do it. Anticholinesterase. Yep, I think that's what it is. Anticholinesterase. It's a noun from 1942. A substance as neostigmine that inhibits a cholinesterase by combination with it. Yeah, that's pretty obvious. Next, we have Antichrist. All one word with a capital A. This is a noun from before the 12th century. One who denies or opposes Christ. Specifically, a great antagonist expected to fill the world with wickedness, but to be conquered forever by Christ at his second coming. Two, a false Christ. Would the devil be considered Antichrist, or vice versa? Or is Antichrist considered something different than the devil? I'm not 100% sure on that. I would assume the devil would be considered Antichrist, but I don't know. I didn't read the Bible. I'm not religious, so I'm coming into this kind of blank. Next, we have anticipant. This is an adjective from 1626. Synonyms are expectant and anticipating, used usually with the word of. Anticipant is also a noun. Now we have a similar word. It is anticipate. This is a verb from 1532. Transitive definitions are first. One, to give advanced thought, discussion, or treatment to. Two, to meet an obligation before a due date. And my brain noticed that there were three utterances of the word to. The last word of the first definition, the number two, and then the first word of the number two definition. Sometimes I notice weird things like that. Moving on. Three, to foresee and deal with in advance. Synonym is forestall, F-O-R-E-S-T-A-L-L. Four, to use or expend in advance of actual possession. Five, to act before, in parentheses it says another, often so as to check or counter. Six, to look forward to as certain. Synonym is expect. The intransitive definition is to speak or write in knowledge or expectation of later matter. Synonyms for the whole word are foresee and prevent. Anticipatable is an adjective, and anticipator is a noun. Next, we have anticipation. This is a noun from the 14th century. This just reminded me of a line in, I don't remember which song it is, but it's a song in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. The way that it's said, the word anticipation is done with anticipation. There's a hesitation before it, and it's just performed very well by the incomparable Tim Curry. All right, let's get to the definitions for anticipation. 1A, a prior action that takes into account or forestalls a later action. 1B, the act of looking forward, especially pleasurable expectation. 2, the use of money before it is available. 3A, visualization of a future event or state. 3B, an object or form that anticipates a later type. 4, the early sounding of one or more tones of a succeeding chord to form a temporary dissonance compared to the word suspension. And a synonym for all definitions is the word prospect. Next we have anticipatory. It's an adjective from 1669, characterized by anticipation. And a synonym is anticipating, as in, took anticipatory measures to prevent floods. Now we have anticlerical, all one word. It's an adjective from 1759, opposed to clericalism or to the interference or influence of the clergy in secular affairs. Anti-clerical is also a noun, and anti-clericalism is a noun. Next we have anticlimactic. This is an adjective from 1831 of relating to or marked by anticlimax. Anticlimactically is an adverb. Now we have anticlimax. This is a noun from 1696. 1. The usually sudden transition in discourse from a significant idea to a trivial or ludicrous idea. Also, an instance of this transition. 2. An event, period, or outcome that is strikingly less important or dramatic than expected. Next we have anti-clinical. It's an adjective from 1879, occurring at right angles to the surface or circumference of a plant organ, as in an anti-clinical pattern of cell walls. This is from adding anti to the Greek word klinein, K-L-I-N-E-I-N, which means to lean, L-E-A-N, and there's more at the word lean. Next and last word for this episode is anticline. It's a noun from 1845, an arch of stratified rock in which the layers bend downward in opposite direction from the crest. And it says compare to the word syncline, S-Y-N-C-L-I-N-E. And there is a little black and white drawing of a cross-section of strata showing anticline. And so there's rock layers that are going sort of up towards the surface, towards the surface of the ground. And then it basically makes a 90-degree turn, and it goes back down away from the ground at a sort of similar angle. I'm guessing something like that is created by either just the normal motion of the tectonic plates moving things around, or also I'm guessing earthquakes or volcanoes could cause something like that. All right, what will be the word of the episode? I'm going to pick antic for the word of the episode, just because I like that first definition, an attention drawing, often wildly playful or funny act or action. I just think that those are funny, and I'm trying to be a little bit more loose in the way that I am and being silly and things like that, so I like antics. All right, that is the end of the episode. I'm going to go wish myself a happy birthday, and you should go too. Again, please celebrate by being a good person, going to help somebody in any way that you can. That is what I want people to do, to be less selfish, more compassionate, more empathetic, more loving, and we don't have enough of it in this world. All right, thank you for listening. Until next time, this is Spencer reading the dictionary. Goodbye.